Case number 10,685, Stephen M. Atkins, southwest of Road 497, 855 feet east of Road 495. A variance from the setback requirements for poultry houses and manure shed.
Name and address.
Stephen M. Atkins, 28734 Seaford Road, Delaware.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes. Good evening. I'm passing around a exhibit. I believe it was similar to the exhibit that was submitted with the variance. I wanted to make sure everybody had a clean, legible copy as we discuss this. The subject parcel is located on Old Hickory Road to the west of Laurel, Delaware. As you'll see on your exhibit, it is owned by V.C. Phillips, L.P., and I am an agent discussing this for him tonight. The property is to be, or is proposed to be, divided into three lots as shown. Basically, they're dividing the chicken farm off from the rest of the property. There is one chicken house shown on lot one that I've been told is to be removed. However, it is still there. The variance being requested would be for the side yard setback along lot two where the existing chicken house is shown. There's actually three separate issues with this lot. These chicken houses were built what I believe to be pre-existing the current setback from the road, resulting in the chicken house in question that would be the furthest to the north being 33.9 feet off of the road. So the requirement in that area is 40 feet since it is zoned AR1. So that would be the first issue. The second issue would be for the same poultry house. The requirement for the county code is for any poultry house to be at least 50 feet off of any property line. As you'll see, there's a ditch there. It's a natural farm ditch that drains back to a larger ditch that eventually goes out to Portsville. It's our client's desire to run the new property line along the ditch, being that if it was run on the other side of the ditch, it would leave an unusable sliver of land. And you'll notice that the chicken house is not completely parallel with the ditch. In the rear part of the chicken house, it does conform with the 50-foot requirement at a 63.8 feet dimension. It's the front, the northeast corner, if you will, of the poultry house, which is 20.3 feet. So we'd be requesting basically a, my math serves me, a 29.7-foot variance to have that meet the required 50-foot setback for the chicken house. The last item would be the manure shed in the rear, which is 27 feet. Actually, upon review, I believe that does conform because the rear setback is 20 feet, so I think we're okay there. That is basically the plan as it is shown in front of you. I will entertain any questions.
This is Isaac's. The residual lands is a two-story house. Isn't there a minimum distance requirement between the poultry houses and that home, one being it subdivided?
They need it. It's 200 feet, I think.
If it is 200 feet, it would not meet that. That is the old farmhouse, which is part of the farm, and it exists out, you know, how it is now.
I understand, but subdividing may require that it be 200 feet.
So we would need to apply for a variance for that as well.
How long have these houses been on the property?
It's the chicken houses?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. I don't know the history per se, but better than 25 years, I would say. They're older.
But since the county ordinance went into effect,
mm-hmm.
Do we have history on that, Ms. Isaacs? Sorry, I'm overloading you.
It is 200 feet.
So that house, two-story house, is less than 200 feet from that poultry house? Okay.
Yes, sir. I don't know the exact dimension, but I would say it is closer to 200 feet now. I would say within the 150 to 200-foot range, but it is, yes, I would say it's
closer. An existing variance would probably be required because of the subdivision.
Yes.
What kind of history do we have on these poultry houses as far as permits?
Through research, through aerials, we have the, which would be lot one,
mm-hmm.
is non-conforming prior to 1968, but the others were not.
Okay.
So is that the north shed supposed to be 50 foot all the way around? It's only 27 here.
Yeah, it's they're asking for that.
Okay,
they are
sorry.
Asking for that.
I didn't realize. Yeah, we had it in our request, but I was thinking it was 20 feet. I didn't realize.
We added it in, but I'm thinking the house did meet the 200 feet.
I can admit, I just can't tell you assuredly that it is. I know it's 150 plus, but I just can't tell you it's 200 feet. I can surely check that and get you an accurate dimension.
Okay.
My intent was to keep the line 50 feet off the poultry house.
Well, either way, no matter where the line would be, if it's not 200, then...
Correct.
Right.
It can't be any closer. I mean, 1 foot, but...
So Brent, you were asking about the manure shed, and that's variance number 5.
Yeah, he was saying it was all right, and yeah. I just got looking 27, so that's only 27. Got to be 50 feet all the way around it.
Added in, yes.
Yeah, okay, I wasn't looking at that.
What about the permits on the other houses?
What we have are records of just one permit for a chicken house, for one chicken house. I'm not going to say they did not have permits because they could have been prior to 82 before they were put on the screen.
Gotcha.
It just takes a lot of research.
There was a permit for the manure shed?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And only one chicken house that
is...
That,
I'm sorry, just to go back to that for a second. He needs a variance from it now, but that was not always the case, was it, that they beat 50 feet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been 50
yes.
feet, so it was just whatever was built originally was placed too close?
Yeah.
I think it's one of these situations where they own the whole farm around it,
yeah,
and it was just probably an oversight on their behalf, but that's probably what happened if I had before.
They owned the property across the ditch or something?
Correct.
And certificate of compliance were issued.
Okay.
Okay.
For which structures?
The manure shed in 02. Two composters in 95. I don't know if they're still there. The chicken house, that would be lot 1 in 87. Had a certificate of compliance. Addition to the house, a shed. Another shed, two sheds.
Are the composters on the...
I didn't see any, sir. I'll be
they
honest with you.
They must no longer be there.
I didn't do the field survey. I went out there and looked at it after that field crew went out there, but there was nothing in the notes to reflect any other buildings than what's shown on here.
Back in 95.
They could be put to the side now. A lot of manure sheds put the compost into the side,
mm-hmm.
lean to on it. So he could have done that and done away with the other.
Okay. Yeah, this would represent the extent of the manure building. If there was a lean to on it, it would be the all encompassed inside
all
of that.
Yeah. Side.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Standards for granting a variance.
Well, the uniqueness, I would say, would be the practical use of the ditch as a property line. Obviously, any problem as far as the dimensions from the manure shed and the building as it was before with other lands that we talked, I can't figure that. Could it be constructed without it? Or could it be done without a variance? Yes, it could. It would not provide adequate use for the one sliver of land on the front part of lot 2, like we discussed. The difficulty being created by the applicant, technically, yes. But we are obviously wanting to use the uniqueness of the site with the ditch to create a clean line. Does it affect the surrounding area? I would say no. It's an ag area. There's ag easements throughout the area. So obviously, it's been used for ag purposes. Would it impair future development? I would say not. Again, you don't know what the future holds, but I know a lot of the land around there does have ag easements associated with it, which is a substantial time. Is it a necessary and reasonable use of the land? I would say yes, being that, again, we don't want to go back and have a piece of land that you can't do anything with, especially when it's, in our opinion, reasonable to use a natural ditch. You know, they say the property line runs with the ditch, and it does meet in the back. It would afford relief. It would make lot one certainly a lot better lot without having an unusable piece. Provide reasonable and adequate use. Yes, obviously, the way it is. It's an operating, basically it's an operating, you know, chicken farm on the one end. We're just trying to consolidate the chicken operation to one little piece of the farm, basically. I think I've covered, is it detrimental to public welfare? I would say not. It's an existing condition as far as the farm, not necessarily the configuration of the lots. Did I miss any?
I want to clarify one point, if you don't mind. Which houses are actually in use now, poultry houses?
As far as I know, it would be the ones on lot two. From what I understood, the one on lot one, I'm not a chicken farmer, I'm a surveyor, but from my standpoint, these ones here in the middle, I can't speak to the one on lot one.
I'm sorry if I missed this. Did we determine that the house was at least 200 feet from the existing poultry house? We didn't. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. That's going to have to be determined, I think, before there can be a final decision, because otherwise you can't approve the subdivision for that.
Okay, well, it's until such time you can present that to the office.
I can present that to Lawrence tomorrow and have him submit it for your next meeting.
Not, if it's not, there's going to be another application.
For action on it. Okay. I get a motion to that, then we'll defer table to our next regular meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to leave the hearing open for case number 10,685, so the applicant.
I think you had, did you call for?
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah, not yet. Then I was going to.
John's rolling.
Yeah, he's rolling. It's okay. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Now, Mr. Mills.
Motion, we leave the hearing open for case number 10,685 for the purpose of the applicant to report to the office, subsequently to us, the distance between the chicken house closest to the home. For us to determine if an additional variance needs to be.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave the public hearing open on case number 10,685 to allow the applicant to report to the office with the distance between the house and the chicken house.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank